Blackstone Audio presents The Brothers, John Foster Dulles, Alan Dulles, and Their Secret World War by Stephen Kinzer. This book is read by David Cochran Heath.
That inscrutable thing is chiefly what I hate, and be the White Whale agent, or be the White Whale principal, I will wreak that hate upon him.
Captain Ahab in Moby Dick by Herman Melville. Introduction. When John Foster Dulles died on May 24, 1959, a bereft nation mourned more intensely than it had since the death of Franklin Roosevelt 14 years before. Thousands lined up outside the National Cathedral in Washington to pass by his bier. Dignitaries from around the world, led by Chancellor Konrad Adenauer of West Germany and President Chiang Kai-shek of Taiwan, came to the funeral. It was broadcast live on the ABC and CBS television networks. Many who watched agreed that the world had lost, as President Eisenhower said in his eulogy, one of the truly great men of our time. 2 months later, Eisenhower signed an executive order decreeing that, in tribute to this towering figure, the new super airport being built at Chantilly, Virginia, would be named Dulles International. Enthusiasm for this idea waned after Eisenhower left the White House in 1961. The new president, John F. Kennedy, did not want to name an ultra-modern piece of America's future after a crusty Cold War militant. As the airport neared completion, the chairman of the Federal Aviation Authority announced that it would be named Chantilly International. He left